efficient and smooth proceeding of our review. Let me also emphasize on behalf of the Italian delegation that it has been a great honor to provide you with further information, clarification and explanation on Italy's ongoing dedication to fulfilling its obligation in this specific field. Grazie. We ensure our strong commitment in upholding that the three pillars of the United Nations Charter continue to reinforce each other, especially within the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals framework. Allow me to reiterate that Italy is bound by its constitution in promoting and fully protecting human rights domestically. The 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights is one of the major achievements of the international community. Italy remains, together with the European Union, a strong supporter and advocate of death penalty abolition. Our engagement with many partners, both governments and CSOs, within the campaign for a universal moratorium on capital punishment aims inter alia to raise awareness on the three effects of death penalties. I would like to recall that for the 75th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights in December 2023, I inaugurated the Italian contemporary art exhibition titled Art and Human Rights here at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. As universal language, art is ideal to promote human rights. Italy will carefully examine the recommendation put forward today with an open and constructive approach. As Italy is a national mechanism for implementation, reporting and follow-up, the Interministerial Committee for Human Rights, SIDU, will ensure its utmost engagement to the UPR follow-up by coordinating Italy's position of each recommendation received. 2025 will mark the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Conference and the 25th anniversary of Security Council Resolution 1325. SIDU has therefore launched a process with the civil society to draft the new 5th National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security to be adopted in early 2025. In light of previous plans, specific attention will be paid to further strengthening women's role in peace and in all decision-making processes, the gender perspective in peace operation, as well as women's empowerment, gender equality, and protection of women's and children's human rights in armed conflicts and post-conflict situation. The new plan will include measures further fostering strategic communication, advocacy, and training activities at all levels, while enhancing synergies with civil society organizations. Allow me to recall that Italy is currently running for a seat in the Human Rights Council for the 2026-2028 term, having been a member of the UNHRC for three terms. To conclude, we'll continue to spare no efforts to promote human rights effectively in light of the principles of universality, indivisibility, and interrelatedness of human rights to be recognized and guaranteed to each individual without any distinction. Thank you very much, all.
Je remercie Son Excellence et sa délégation pour leur présentation et leur participation à cet examen. Le rapport de l'examen sera préparé par les membres de la Troïka, composés des représentants de la République démocratique du Congo, la Macédoine du Nord et la Suisse. Conformément à la procédure mise en place depuis 2015, la section consacrée aux recommandations du rapport sera distribuée mercredi 22 janvier à 12h30 et sera considéré pour adoption le vendredi 24 janvier à partir de 15h.